We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we're beginning the Mishnah and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah is continuing the halachas of the Melech, and the pasuk says that besides for the exclusive lav of Le'ar B'Lei Noshim and Bekesav Zav Le'ir B'Lei Ma'oid, that's another one that we're going to talk about now, and Le'ar B'Lei Susim also, V'Le'yoshav Esa'om Mitzrayim Le'man Harbe Sus, V'Hashem Amal Lechem Lo'yisisifun Loshav V'Derech Hazaoid. So Zog the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Lo yarbo le susim elakdei makavta. You can't be married by more susim than you need for your chariots. The kesef is of lo yarbo le moi like they lived in Espana. You can't have more than kesef of than you need to afford to pay your armies. The koyis lo sefer Torah lishmoi. Another halacha is that he's supposed to write a sefer Torah, like it says in the pasuk that he should write a sefer Torah. And it says in the pasuk, "Vayisi imoy v'karavoy koy mechayev l'man yimol yiras Hashem l'kav." You have to write a sefer Torah. And this Sefer Torah goes out. It goes out. He brings with him. He brings it back. And comes with him. He sits bedin. He sits, judges. It's with him. He's lying down. It's connected. It's with him all the time. Oh, so good kasha. You ask good kasha, right? You ask him. Melech can't be judged. What do you mean? Yoshev bedin and it's with him. He can't be yoshev bedin. It's good kasha. Very good. So the answer is the few different truths of the Rishonim. One, some tarets, and Malchi based David, Kudan. Others answer, it doesn't mean din in halachas, it means when they sit down to talk about the government issues. And a third tarets is that by dinim mamunas, he could dan. He can't dan dinim fashus, but dinim mamunas, he could dan, like Taisa says before, that he could dan dinim mamunas. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, Yabla Shusim, Yachach, the Fulukte Makaftoi, Uprashov, Tamaloy mar loy in a marba of a marbuk de richbay of Rasha. Maybe loyabli susim, even for his armies, for his chariots, he can't do it. And if his carriages, he can't. So it says loy in a marba. He can't be marba for himself. Of a marbuk de richbay of Rasha. He could be marba for his richbay, for his wagons and his chariots. Break the mara, mani mikayim susim. So, what's the lashon? What's the issa? Susim abatlanim. So the loyal susim is the susim, just the horses you just keep around the stable, just the very nice looking horses. Those horses you can't have. Menayin shafil sus echad who bottle shub loyal. But how do you need one extra sus? That's just a sus that's bottle doing nothing. There's an issa. Tamaloyim laman harbei sus lashon yachid laman harbei sus. Great thing. Gemara v'chmiachar da filu sus echad who bottle. Is koi has a lav layar but susim so lomali? Why say susim lom? Why say loshen rabim? Lav or blos lois has like called sus besus. Loshen rabim teaches us that there's a lav in every single sus. Now the Gemara has a kash like this. So without the word loy, you would think you cannot add horses for your needs. So that makes sense. Time the kash for a loy. Halav hal chayav amina. Look, they rich by a frosh of nami loy. Like Rashi speaks out, "V'bit mi'ah malchus bloy rechav prosh mi'chashiva." A malchus without an army is nothing. Of course, he needed. Lo'tzricha la'afushay. The chiddush is that you're allowed to have a haravacha. You're allowed to have a plentiful amount of army of horses for the purpose of your army. Just you can't have betela, and that's the chiddush of the Gemara. That only loy, which means a sus betela can. But if it's for the army, even though it's extra for the army, that's fine. Now, why can't you get these? Why did Torah say you're not allowed to get horses? So Rashi says the reason is hasusim bam mitzrayim leitzral v'tzorach l'shloach shluchim liknes leisusim va'oyvrim yoyvrim leis hasifu l'roisim oydar olam. He says the problem is you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi learns. A lot of the Rishonim already and the mitzvahs brings it down over here and from Yashami say that you're really allowed to go back for schayra. You're not allowed to live there. You're allowed to go back for schayra to Eretz Yisrael. So what does Rashi mean? They argue on Rashi. They say it's a different reason. You shouldn't have a lot of susim because then you're going to trust too much in your own powers. That's the Ramban learns, I think, something like that. The other pshatim than Rashi. Rashi learns about others, you shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim. Others, which is really what Pasuk says, it's the Lashon of the Pasuk, God says that's where Liyar B'lai Susim. But because my Yoshev is on Mitzrayim, my Harbe Sus, but other Rishonim learn different. Rashi learns Kipshuta, you shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim, and that's why you cannot have a lot of susim. The Kesav Zav Loyar B'lei, Elik De'elit in Espanya. You can't be married more Kesav Zav than you need for your army. Tanu Rabbanan. The Kesav Zav lo yarba lo yocha filuk de vitin laspanya. Maybe he came in marba to give to the army. Tama loy mar loy loy in marba marba ugr de vitin laspanya. Came marba for yourself, but you could be marba to give to the spanya. Taima the kasha rachmana loy halav al kavamina filuk de vitin laspanya nami loy. Without the word loy, you would think I can't even have a lot of kasha stuff to give to the army. Of course, I need that. Letzurich laravacha. Teach us that even laravacha is mutta for the army. Has to armis loy ledrasha. Now we're saying the word loy. So loy arba loy susim is telling us that you just can't have for yourself. And loy and says the kesef is over loy arba loy moid. We dash loy. So what do you do by loy arba loy noshim? My darsh dobe lemute hadyotis. It's come to say that hadyotis don't have that iser. A head can marry as many wives as he want. It's only an iser on a melech. I want in dash and loy for the other ones. Also, I in the chiddush Aran that talks about that. Rav Yehuda Rami. Chsiv, it says in the pasuk about his wealth, by he l'shloima arbam elef uryois susim l'merkavai. He had 40,000 stables, or uryois means like rows of susim for his merkavai, for his chariots. Chsiv, a different pasuk says by he l'shloima arbas alafim. He had 4,000, not 40,000. He had 4,000 uryois susim. So it's hard to steer. Haketzar. Im arba elef istabalois. If it was 40,000 stables, hoyu kolecha v'achar hoyu boi dal alafim arvais susim. Each stable had 4,000 rows of susim. Vim dal alafim istabalois hoyu. If it's 4,000 stables, kolecha v'achar hoyu boi arbam elef arvais susim. Each one had 40,000 rows of susim. Same amount. Just shaila is we're talking about the stables or the rows. Rabbi Yitzchak Rami. Ksiv, it says in the days of Shlomo, ain kesef nechshav mei Shlomo l'muma. Kesef wasn't worth anything in the days of Shlomo. But Ksiv is a different pasuk. Vayitin Shlomo es kesef birushlaim ka'avonim. That kesef in Yerushalayim was like stone. So you see, it did have a little bit of value, not great, but it had a little bit like avonim. First it said, not ma'uma, then it said avonim. Like Hasha Kam Kerm Shnosa Shloim Es Bas Paroi Kam La Acha Shnosa Shloim Es Bas Paroi. Before Shloim Ach Barry married Bas Paroi, the money was crazy plentiful. It wasn't worth anything. Afterwards, then it was worth like Avonim. Amar Rav Yitzchak Shnosa Shnosa Shloim Es Bas Paroi. When Shloim Ach Barry married Bas Paroi, Yorod Gavriel Vnoatz Kana Bayom. He stuck a reed into the Yam, into the Mediterranean Sea. Vehela Sirtan Olav and mud gathered around it and turned into an island. And Nivna Krach Golos Veraimi. Some say this is about the bottom of the boot of Italy that was created at this time. Form of Yitzchak. Why didn't all the Torah say always the time, the timing in first of the Torah? I'll tell you why. Shreishtem Mikrois Nizgalu Taimon and Nichshuvem Gadol Olam and a Gadol Olam Shloim HaMelech. Was nichsh on this? Ksiv says le'arav le'noshim. Why le'yosher levava emeshleima? Ani arav le'yosher. I'll be marav le'noshim. They won't hurt me. Ksiv says impossible. He isik le'shleima. Noshav hitu as le'levava. It did move his heart away from Hashem a little bit. Ksiv le'arav le'susim emeshleima. Ani arav le'yosher. I'm gonna go back to Mitzrayim. Ksiv says he went back to Mitzrayim. He actually married someone from Mitzrayim. Says in the pasuk. But Tala v'teitzim ekovam mitzrayim v'sheish meis kesef v'shush v'chivish meia v'chein l'chol malchitim says he went back to Mitzrayim. So you see, that's why the Torah does not write the reason, because you see that even a god of Olam was nichshal on that. It says in the Mishnah v'koysef sefer Torah l'shmoy tano avash lo yisnoa v'shalav v'isav. He cannot use his father's sefer Torah. The Melech should not use his father's sefer Torah. Amar Rava. Even a regular person, this is a regular person who has a mitzvah to write Sefer Torah, even though his father leaves him over a Sefer Torah, mitzvah l'kaysim mishloi, it's a mitzvah to write himself. It says, by a melech, v'kaysim sefer Torah l'shmo, yishlo yisno v'shal acherim. That's what the Brisa said. Melechim, hedi loy, it sounds like dafka did my melech, they can't use his father's, but hedi could. So tomorrow, no, loy tzrich l'shtei Torahs, which means, both of them have to write their own Sefer Torah. The chiddush is that a melech has to write two Sefer Torahs for himself. He writes two Torahs for himself. One that he takes with him all the time, in and out. The other ones are put into his oitzer. I think this means like it puts into his base medrash. So the one he takes in and out with him, but toil of Azari, he makes it like a little kameya. It's very, very thin cloth and very small words, and he hangs it on his arm. It won't go off my right hand. But he can't go into Beis America with kisa with it, even though it says to be with you all the time. It cannot go. It only go in places where it's royu liquorous boy. That's how Sefer Torah could go with you. Only these things. But he had two Sefer Torah, one Beis Knavazov. And one they took with him to war at all these times, and Metz Shem, the Gemara will go weiter with the, we'll go back, come back to the Sefer Torah. We're supposed to go into Ezra. That will be in the next year.